So now, the Gemara is mechalik based on Medina, Medina, that based on the between Bukav and Choyma, the Gemara is Yeshua Benun, Bukav and Choyma, Meach HaShverosh, and ear to ear, also comes to be mechalik, as the Gemara says, between Shusha and Shai Yaros, Mishpacha, Mishpacha, Lamai also. Why does the Megillah say also, Mishpacha, Mishpacha? Omer Rabbi Yisrael Abchanin, Lohavi Mishpachas Kehuna Leviya, that we're talking about now, the families of the Kohanim and Levim, Shemavadna Avodasam, what are they allowed to do? What are they bechuyim to do? To be mevatel the avoda, ubayim l'shmua mikum megillah. Now this is a very famous issue because the lashon of the Gemara is mevatlin avodasam ubayim l'shmua mikum. And quotes the Gemara in Erechin, the Yom Rav Yudim Rav Kohanim avodasam. As you know, Kohanim are involved in the avoda of the Karbanos. V'levim beduchanon v'yisrael b'ma'amadon. What are the levim doing? They are meshorim. The Gemara said they have two functions of levim. They are both meshorim, the singers. And the shorim, they take care of the gates, they're the gatekeepers. So the Gemara says that not only the Kohanim and Leviim, but also Yisrael and Ma'amadon, this is a Mishnah Tainis, that there's Ma'amados that they would have to do. Psukim that was said, Kulam Bevadon Avodosan and Bon Mishnah Bekam Megillah. So again, the Lashon is very, very, very significant. I'll get to it in one second. Tanya Nami Yochi, Kohanim Avodosan, Leviim, Duchanim, Yisrael, Ma'amadon, Kulam Bevadon Avodosan, Bon Mishnah Bekam Megillah. The Lashon of Bevadon Avodosan. Look at the top tesis. Because am I mevatlin? Why does he have to use the lashon of mevatlin? What does mevatlin imply? That we're going to do away with it, negate. In fact, I say, achar kriya yishav yishol savoda. What's the problem? You do both after the kriya samigila, then go back to the avoda. Yeshom the kavim shehir ayom habisman avoda. When does the avoda of the beis hamikdash begin? Dafka in the morning. Vei manichem also bishul kriya, and they are leaving it because of the kriya samigila. Mishumachi karele bittel. So it means bittel doesn't always mean in the sense of negating, completely undercutting, undermining, repudiating, but rather, relative to the fact that they are abandoning one and taking on the other, even though it's possible to do both, that's called bittul.
Is it synonymous with docha?
As kind of. The term bittul, that's the chiddush of it. The bittul can mean docha. Why can't they do it the other way around? Do the avoda right away. You go megillah levadam, then read the megillah. No, yeshlom at the top likos matzibur, shum david tvei b'suminisa. The very famous din that obviously, ideally, once you try to read Megillah B'tzibah because of Pesum and Nisa. And this actually, we'll see, Akadei Kach, there's a Gemara on Daf Heim et Alef, where the Gemara says that there's a distinction whether the Megillah is read Bismana, meaning on Yud Dalin, Mezachiv to read the Megillah, so then the din is Karan Asafilu B'yachid. Rav says, you can even read it B'yachidus. Shalom Bismana requires Asara. Why is that so? So Rashi explains over there, because Bismana, there's an automatic Pirsum Manes. Pirsum Manes is built into the very idea of Megillah that's read Bisman. But once it's Shalom Bisman, so then you need Pirsum Manes. How do you get Pirsum Manes? You have to go and bring 10 people. That's one opinion of Rav and Dafayim et al. The Gemara says then over there, Ravasi says no, that Bein Bisman and Shalom Bisman, you always require Asara, and that's how generally we are knowing. We pass it in the halacha like that, and we try to read Megillah, obviously, with Asara. But whatever the case is, just to point out that there's what's the chiddush? One might argue that mevatlin, as the Gemara said again, I just pointed out the chiddush of mevatlin, and we'll see in a moment. Not only is that, but let's read a bit further and see what I'm referring to. The Gemara now says, "Mikan samchu shabes Rebbe." The Gemara says that for this Gemara that we just quoted, we have a smach shemevatlin Talmud Torah about the Shema Mikum Megillah. You hear this? Even mevatel Talmud Torah in order to hear Mikum Megillah. Now, as you know, that there's no question that what was the Torah given? The Torah was given. We say in the Kriya Shema, Lilmod ulalamed lishmar velasos lekayim. We didn't just Torah is not given just for theoretical purposes. It's given in order to practice, in order to implement. So what in heaven's name is the Gemara saying over there? What's the chiddush? Mevatel Talmud Torah. This kash is yes by many.
Pay as well, no?
That's right. But the kasha is a very fundamental kasha. What do you mean mevatlin? Of course mevatlin. The whole idea of learning Torah is to perform mitzvahs. When there are mitzvahs, masses involved, we have to carry them out. What's the lashon of mevatlin Talmud Torah? So some want to say that mevatlin Talmud Torah, even for a mitzvah d'rabbanan, means that this kriyas megillah is a din d'rabbanan. Neither you'll tell me a din d'araisa. I understand mevatlin Talmud Torah. But mevatlin Talmud Torah, the chiddush is even for mitzvah d'rabbanan, you can go ahead and be mevatlin Talmud Torah. But in general, you know the rule of thumb. The Gemara says in my cotton, that when you're allowed to be mevatel Talmud Torah, only mitzvah, de'ef shalei osa se'de'acher. If it can't be done by anybody else, often people ask here in the yeshiva, in general, Should I go here with this group or with that group or with the other group or this march or that march or who knows what? So many different events to attend. So the rule of thumb is, if it's a mitzvah she'efshar le'asad yachem, you should not go. Don't be mevatel Talmud Torah. But if it's a mitzvah de'efshar le'asad yachem, then of course you should mevatel Talmud Torah. But there's no question that you are mevatel Talmud Torah, the Kriyas HaMegillah. As I said, again, this is the subject of a lot of discussion. Now, I should point out something else, that this is another briska teres to this kasha. The briska say, why is it called Mevatel Talmud Torah and Kriyas HaMegillah? Because when you learn Torah, bi'iyun, and you learn it with briska lomdus, and you learn it by analysis, and you're investigating carefully, and you're obviously being misamik in it, so that's really the highest scheme of Talmud Torah. Mashenki, Kriyas HaMegillah is just a din kriya. So Mevatel Talmud Torah, the Kriyas HaMegillah. Here you're taking a mitzvah that involves iyun gadol, and now you're being a mitzvah that's purely a mitzvah of kriya. There's an element of bittul as far as the Talmud Torah is concerned regarding the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. That's a brisket talent to this kasha regarding Mevatel Talmud Torah, the gabi Kriyas HaMegillah. But obviously, you're mechuyev to go ahead and do so. There's no question about it. I mean, on the contrary, the person who's learning Torah, unless he's someone who's Torah Samluso, like Ramon Shabbos, but assuming like a regular person is mechuyev to Mevatel Talmud Torah, not to go ahead and be mekayim mitzvahs. But again, nothing like kasha. What Megillas Esther is not part of the Torah. It's also part of the corpus of Torah. Okay, Torah Shemichsav. So what's Mevatel Talmud Torah? What's the lashon Mevatel Talmud Torah? So some argue, there's some who say that the very fact that I go to the shul wherever the Kriyas HaMegillah is taking place, so the fact that I'm going to shul to mekayim the mitzvah kriya of the tzibur, and I'm doing it obviously in Shupisim and Isa, I mean, that's the top places it's talking about that we just read a second ago. But the fact is that the actual Havnicha, that's the Chiddush. That's considered to be also something which, of course, is a Hesher Mitzvah. Boy in Lishmaya, you can't, there's no other to do it unless you travel. You have to go travel in order to kind of Mitzvah Talmud Torah. But there's an element perhaps of being Mavatlin, but certainly you're doing it with Shimpisim and Isa, that's what Tosfos here points out. And Mikra Megillah is certainly not ought to be Talmud Torah, but again, it could be the base Rebbe, when the Gemara says, Mikan Samchul Shal base Rebbe, Shem Mevatel Talmud Torah, Boi L'Shua, Mikra Megillah, so there they didn't have to go to any halicha. They were right there. And therefore, they didn't have, you know, there's a famous, the Rabban Paskin Zalocha, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, it's also called the Shulchan Aruch Yerodeya, that B'chatchila, what did the person do? The Olam Yishalish Odom, the person has to divide his learning into thirds. That in the beginning, a person obviously has to go to Tosh Shemichsav, Toshe Bal Peh has to go through the entire corpus of Kol HaTorah Kulam. But then, that's only B'tchilas Limudo. However, when a person gets older, the Rambam says, so what should he do? He should, in effect, when it comes to Torah, he should read Midei Pa'am Mevav, Toshe Rosav, Toshe Bal Peh, and then, essentially, he should devote all of his days to Iyun in the Talmud. That's what he should do towards the end of his life. They said the guy, the real guy, towards the end of his life, would open up a Chumash or Tanakh and see Kol HaTorah Kulam in front of him. He saw it every Pasuk. In Tanakh, he saw the entire Torah in front of him. So the Talmidim of Rebbe, Amir Anasi, were that gather. They were obviously at a very high Madrega. So for them, when you go and leave this Iyun that a person is supposed to do once he becomes mature, and you go to the Kriya of Megillah, that's called Bittul. Because in effect, they were holding by very, very high Madregas. I mean, there are many Pshatim here. I heard once a Pshat from the Kotzke. This is based on a Mishnah later on, a Daf Yud Ches. The Mishnah there says, the famous Mishnah, you probably are familiar with it, Haloei Sheshava Ashur Es Yatza. This Mishnah is found in the beginning of the second parak. What does that mean? Haloei Sheshava, you have Yudzayim and Aleph? Look at the fourth line, Yudzayim and Aleph. Haloei Sheshava Ashur Es Yatza. The fourth line of the Mishnah. Haloei refers to that person doesn't understand Ashuris. The Megillah is written in Ashuris. So let's say Aloes. So he hears the Megillah in Ashuris. He says, Lashon HaKodesh. Then this is Yatza. The Gemara Daf Yud Ches, take a look at the Gemara Daf Yud Ches. The Gemara says over here, it's about 20 lines up from the bottom. Aloes Hashem Ashuris Yatza. He hears Lashon HaKodesh. He asks the Gemara, Velo Yada Makami. He doesn't understand a word of Lashon HaKodesh. He's Aloes. Me'am Loes. You ever heard of that sefer? So he's a low ace, he's a foreigner. So the Gemara says, Midin Hava Noshim Lami Aris. He's no different than, shall we say, the regular person that even though they don't understand, they're Yotze. The Gemara says, Masker Avinu, Otter Avnon, Achash Teron, B'nei Aroch, B'i Adinon. Do we understand that passage in the Megillah? That's one of the famous book of the Megillah. No one knows what it means. Achash Teroch, B'nei Aroch. I think the way they translate it, Rabbi Yaakov Emna, I believe, translates Achash Teron, B'nei Aroch, which refers to a gamal with two humps, or with eight legs. So we don't really know what these words mean. And yet we say it in the Megillah. Ella, what do we say? Mitzvahs Kriya Pesu Benisa. Achidami, Mitzvahs Kriya Pesu Benisa. Even though you don't know the words, but there's a Mitzvah Kriya taking place in Pesu Benisa. Why am I mentioning this Gemara? Now go back in our Gemara of Yad Avgilam and Alv. So the Gemara on the Yud Ches says, Halo is Shashem Ashur is Yotza. He doesn't know Lashon HaKodesh. So the Gemara says, Kasha, so what should he do? The Gemara says, it doesn't make a difference. Because we don't know other Pesuk of the Megillah. We don't even know what that means. So obviously we say you're still Yotzeh because you have Kriyas HaMegillah and Pesuk Nisa, and that's sufficient. So therefore, all of us, in some respects, have this din of Loazis. There got to be certain words in the Megillah that we don't know what they mean, so we're in that category. So therefore now, Hashomea, correct? Or HaKriyas HaMegillah. There's Bitul Torah. Why? Because the halacha is that when it comes to Torah, you have to understand what you're saying. And there's certain words we don't understand. So that's what the Chassidus should say. Mevadan Talmud Torah, the Kriyas HaMegillah, there are certain words we don't understand. And that's called Bitul Torah. Mevadan Talmud Torah. Okay, all these are very nice pshatim, but I'm just saying that the halacha is we have to mekai mitzvahs.
Is the inference that there's no din of understanding, but rather just
a
shmiah?
You're asking a good kasha. And Rav Soloveitchik used to say
over... You can't miss a word, but it's not that understanding. Yeah, so you don't say understanding.
That's right. So you have to hear every word. That's correct. You don't understand every word, you have to hear every word. He used to say there's a chilu between Torshim and Sav Torshim al Peds. Based on, he brought a number of values to this idea. I think I once saw this also discussed in the Sefer Shai Lobby. He has actually a aura from Rav Soloveitchik about this, namely that Torshim and Sav is a din in Kriya. Torshim al Peds, without Havana, there is no Kiyum HaMitzvah of, no Kiyum HaMitzvah Talmud Torah without Havana and Torshim al Peds. Anyway, the Gemara has to kasha further. The Gemara says, everyone came to hear Mikra Megillah, Kavachem from the Aveda. Bring a Kavachem from the Aveda at the Beis HaMikdash. Uma Aveda Shechamura. Aveda is more common than Talmud Torah. Yet, Mevat and Talmud Torah. What's the din? You're Mevat and Talmud Torah because of Kriyas HaMegillah. So the Gemara says, I'm sorry, Ma Aveda Shechamura Mevat Lina. And Aveda which is more common, you are Mevat, more common than Talmud Torah. And you're Mevat for Kriyas HaMegillah, Talmud Torah, the culture. Talmud Torah, which is more kal, more lean, and certainly Shem Mevat. Yes, the Gemara, is that true? Why do you assume that? That the Avoda is more common than Talmud Torah. The Pasuk beginning is Sevi Yeshua. He's in Yericho. The Gemara says, how could he bow down to someone opposite him when there's a din? You can't say Shalom Aleichem to someone at night time because we're afraid that... that he's a shed. A shed means a demon. So the Gemara says, no, Shani Hassan, who is this person? He was a malach. So the Gemara says, maybe he's a liar, maybe he's lying. Because what did he say? The Pasuk says, the Gemara quotes the Pasuk over here, so once he said the Shem Hashem, we don't assume the person is going to be Moshe Shem Shemayin Levatola. Omalo, here's what the malach tells Yeshua. Emesh! Emesh means yesterday. Bitaltem tamim shabin abayi. You mevatel the korban tamim. You didn't bring the korban tamim. Rashi points out that the malach basically accused him of two transgressions. Yesterday, when the day was almost over, you should have been makom the korban tamim. Named the tamim shabin abayim. The two tamim, one in the morning, one ben abayim. You should have been makom the tamim shabin abayim. You mevatel it. And now you have a situation where there's a marav, correct? And they're putting you in a... They're surrounding you. You're being engulfed by the enemy. But you're not going to fight at night time. There's no Muhammad Malayla. So now what happens at night time? You should have been involved in the study of Torah. You're not fighting. You're not involved in the battle. You actually should be talking to Talmud Torah. That's the second issue. Amalo, he said to the Malach, Alayzim ben Basa, which one did you come for? Which of the two did you come for? Amalo, Atta Basi. Use the Lashon of Atta. Achshav. So the Gemara says, Biyad v'yel and Yeshua b'alayla hu b'tocha emek. And it says, Amri Avyechan and Malamed, that Shalom ba'omka shalavacha. That night he sat and learned omka shalavacha. The famous Tosfos here on top of the page. Malam shalom omka shalavacha. Kol zman sheshchina v'aron shuyim shalom kama nasur b'tash shamita lo gar seyacha. There's a gist in the Gemara apparently that there's an isa tash shamita when the shchina and the aron are shalom kama. Tosfos doesn't like that. The mashal kag. What's the whole connection? quoting one Arab, Baragadar, Garasai, the Kamashi, and then Yeshua Shabita, his son Pirbiriga. That was the Chet, that Paiso came Batal from having children. Yeshua, the Mashanena, Shalai, Lo Ben Zohar. Why did he have a Ben Zohar? Al Shabita, Yisrael, Mitashish, Midakadik, Midah, Abel Shara, Lishbolo, Abitul Torah. The main issue is the Abitul Torah issue, and that's the issue of the Gemara. Said the Malach came from top of the page. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Unya, Zodot Talmud Torah Yetsi Makomis to me. The Talmud Torah is more important than Kabbalah. Shenema Ato Bosi. What's the lashon of Ato Bosi? Means I came now. We said before Ato means what? Because of the issue of Talmud Torah. So the Gemara says Lo Kasha. So it means Gemara is asking a question. How could you say Avod is more chaver than Talmud Torah? He said Pum Faker. That Talmud Torah is more chaver than Kabbalah. Where's Lo Kasha? The Rav Lodi Yochid. There's a distinction between. What? If it's of a Yochid, if it's of a Rabbin. Talmud Torah, the Rabbin, is more Choshev than Kabbalos. But Talmud Torah, the Yochid, is not more Choshev than Kabbalos. The Gemara says, the Yochid Kal, is that true? That the Talmud Torah, the Yochid, is more lenient? But now we learn the Mishnah. The Mishnah Ma'ikadim talks about, and Cholomoy, what's the din in terms of Avelos? What can you do? What can you not do? It says, Noshim B'moyim Ma'anos. Women are allowed to say, Divrei Hesped, Anames, Ma'anos. Avalon Metapkos, they can't clap on their hearts. That was also a form of Avelos. If they need the beer referring to B-I-E-R, the Aron that had the dead person, so then they're allowed to go ahead and be Metapkos. Rosh Chodoshim, Mechanic of the Purim, Manos, Metapkos, Bezeh, Bezeh, Avalon Mekononos. There's another Madrega, Mekononos, you're familiar with Sugim Tanakh, but they would wail, literally, in a loud voice. So it says that even though I'm Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah Purim, Ma'anos and Metapkos, but not Mekonos. Yom HaRabbi, Rahuna, ain't Moed B'nei Talmud Chacham. When it comes to Talmud Chacham, there's apparently no Moed, which means that we are permitted to do all these things for someone who's a Talmud Chacham, for someone who's at Madrega, namely to practice Avelos. So the Gemara says over here, Kol Shkein Chanukah Purim. Certainly the Gemara says when it comes to Chanukah Purim, so that's the case, why are we Mevatel Talmud Torah and Mikra Megillah. That's the Gemara's kashya. The Gemara answers, Kavod HaTorah, comrade. You're talking about Kavod HaTorah? Kavod HaTorah, the Yachid Chomor. Talmud Torah, the Yachid Kal. Yes. Talmud Torah, the Yachid is something which is Kal. That's something which is, in effect, we have Dovah Mishra Mikra Megillah. But Kavod HaTorah, the Yachid. Oh, that's something which is Chomor Mo. What a statement in the Gemara. Means it's more Chomor, the Kavod HaTorah, the Yachid, than Avonis and Kavonis. The Gemara says. Okay, by the Gemara says, Amar Rav Pshitli, Avod Mikra Megillah, Mikra Megillah, other. If I have a choice of these two, I can only do one. Mikra Megillah trumps the other. How do I know that? Because Avesu Chanina, we said earlier in the previous Amid. Talmud Torah, Mikra Megillah, what about if I have a choice again? Talmud Torah, Mikra Megillah, Mikra Megillah, other. How do I know that? What we said before. That the Mavata Talmud Torah, Mishra Mikra Megillah, means Samcha Shabbos Rebbe. What about Talmud Torah, Mase Mitzvah, Mase Mitzvah, other? That takes precedence. It means the Mase that has no one to bury the Mase. There's a famous Gemara has found other places in Shas, and the Gemara said, "In Tanya, Mevatel Talmud Torah, Lo Tzas Ames, Achnasas Kavos, Ksubis, and Leilah Megillah, that you're allowed to Mevatel Talmud Torah in order to accompany a mess and Achnasas Kavos. What about Avoda Beis Mitzvah? Also Beis Mitzvah Adiv. It trumps Avoda, and the Gemara does that from the pasuk Bibel La'Achoso. This is a pasuk is with the context of Nozir, that the Nozir is not allowed to be Metami himself. Anefesh Meis LeYavo. So now the problem is, once it says on Nefesh Meis LeYavo, then the Torah goes on and delineates different individuals. La'aviv, la'ima, la'achim, la'achoso. What does that have to be repeated for? The Gemara says the following. He quotes the Brisa. Matani, la'achoso. Ma tamal omer. What does that have to say for? He mentioned that he can't be Matami himself. So why does it then delineate specific individuals? So the Gemara says, Ma tamal omer. Shaholich lishchad es pischav alamus menov. Person going to Shabbat, going to Pesach. He's going to do a bris milah on the sun. And now he hears that someone died. Yochel, I would think that why he should become Tomei. Amrit, it says, Lo Yitma, should not become Tomei. Yochel, Kshem, Shem, Tamei, Lachoso, Kachin, Tamei, Lachoso, Kachin, Tamei, I would think even applies to a Meis Mitzvah, Tamei, Lachoso, 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 then a Metamei. Avon, Tamei, Lo Meis Mitzvah. So the Gemara says from here, you see that a Meis Mitzvah apparently has a very different kind of status. Even, again, if we're talking about on the Cheshvan of being Makkah, the Kavim Pesach, it doesn't make a difference. You don't bring the Karban Pesach, and rather you come Tomei to a Meis Mitzvah, and you have to make sure that that person is buried. Boy, Rav, Mikra Megillah, Meis Mitzvah, Hevi Nai Yodah. What about if I have these two? Meis Mitzvah versus Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah, Ad Mishum Prisum Nisa. Because that has the tzad of Mikra Megillah. Odil, Meis Mitzvah, Ad Mishum Kavad Abrius. You hear the weighing of the two factors? Kavad Abrius and Prisum Nisa. Now, you might argue that perhaps there's really not a fair question. Prisum Minisa, what kind of a din is that? Pasha didn't know about it. What about Kavanah Brias? Could be Kavanah Brias, maybe a din Daraisa. So then the question would not be even a fair question. But the Gemara says clear. Bustin the body, you have the Pashta. When the question was posed, we resolve the question. It makes me so ugly. The Mamar, God will Kavanah Brias, should do it for the Sasa Shabbat Torah. So obviously it's a din Daraisa. Kavanah Brias is a very, very important halacha, and the Gemara says, Docha, the Lo Sasi Shabbat Torah. Rashi here quotes, what Lo Sasi is a Docha? So Rashi comments in the context of that of Hashavas Aveda. What's the din? There's an Asay, if you find an Aveda, Hashem Tashimim. There's a Lo Sasi, Lo Such Al Yisali, you can ignore the Aveda. However, the Gemara said, there are sometimes you're allowed to ignore it. Namely, let's say it's a Zoki, an older man. The Ein Lefich Loda, would not be appropriate for him to go ahead and become involved in an Aveda. So because of that, we say he can be misaleh. What do you see from there? That his kavanah brias is docha lav. The lav is losuch alisaleh. Don't pretend as if you don't see it. But because of his kavanah brias, he's an older man. The halacha is allowed to. There's a very famous story. The story is with Rabbi Kibega. Rabbi Kibega once came to Germany. He went and visited Germany, and he said he wants to visit one of his relatives who lived in Germany. Kivega lived in Poland. So he wanted to visit one of his relatives who lived in Germany. So they tried to dissuade him from making this visitation because the relative was not an observant Jew. He was not a Shemitah Torah Mitzvah. So why would you want to visit someone who's not a Shemitah Torah Mitzvah? Rabbi Kivega decided, I'm visiting. He's going ahead, and the visit is going to take place. The relatives are Hashem to mitzvahs. So they asked him, why are you such an action? He's not Hashem to mitzvahs. Why would you visit someone who's not Hashem to mitzvahs? So he answered, Zokein ve'eno lefich vedei. He called this Gemara. That someone is a Zokein, and it's not lefich vedei to return the Aveda. He's allowed to pretend he didn't see the Aveda. What's the lav? There's a mitzvah say, Hashem Teshivim. A lav, losuch alisalim, don't ignore it. But if you're a zokein, your kavanah brias is deche, losat v'shevater. So Rabbi Kivega quoted this Gemara as a raya to what he was about to do, to visit someone, and even though the person was not a shem of mitzvahs, it was his relative, and therefore he felt that this Gemara is relevant. So what's the pshat? Because it says in the Pasuk of Mishlei, Mipsorcha loisis alon. From your flesh and blood, do not ignore. The same word. There it says, Lesucha v'nisabe. And then it says, Mipsorcha loisis alon. Don't avoid your flesh and blood. So if it's a Kara Mishmacha, so this is again, the question is, there may be the heter that the Gemara says, Zoki den lefich v'edai, with the car mishpacha, here's a separate din. After the sali, the briskas, it's a double yadua. The briskas are very sharp, and shall we say, very stringent regarding hashkafis. People who are not maminim, people who are kofrim, people who are off the derech. However, if it's mishpacha, separate aloche, it's a separate din. Mipsacha leisisalam. So this is based on all this. Gemara. So Babusta Maisa and Rabbi Kivega will get this Gemara. Okay, Vaita. Gemara says, Gufa, Omar, Rabbi Shulman Levi, Krachin, Zal Samach Lo. We spoke about Krachin, Abu Kafis Choma, Tesvav, or anything that's near it. Chalanirim, Omnidon Kikrach, they read on Tesvav. Tana, the Bright Sun says, Samach, Abu Shino Nir. You don't need both qualities, even if it's near, even though it's not near it. Nir Abu Shino Samach, you read on Tesvav. Yes, the Gemara Bishlam and near up Mishino Samach. When do you have a case where something is seen, but it's not near Mashkachas on the Asim Rosh Ahar? Where is it found? Top of the mountain. That's obviously Sish Hashem Nira, but it's not Samach. Elo Samach. If something is within a meal, that's the Shir. Al Mishino Nira, even though you can't see it, that's Mashkachas on. Rabbi Mishino Shem is by Nachal. Where is it? Down in the valley. Rabbi Shulman Levi, the first one, 90. Krach Sheyashav Lusav Hukav. Initially, the Krach was a city that people lived in, and then it became walled. Initially, it was not walled. Neither did fire. That's considered to be like the status of a crowd. My timer, this is a famous pasuk. There's a whole Masechus Erechin about this. A person sells a Beit Moshav in an Ir Choma, a city that's walled. What was the case? Hukav? Well, it was sold the Yashav. First it was walled, and then subsequently people actually were in this city. People lived in this particular city, but initially it was walled. It was Nisyashin Tchila with Batim, and then there was Hukav Chayma. So that's the question. If it's Hukav, will it be sold Yashav? Well, Oshi Yashav was sold Hukav, but not the other way around. Because if it's Yashav, first people lived there, and then they built a wall, that's a din of a kfar. The guy bought the Erechema. Amr Shuvah Lev, Kvach Shem Asar Badlanim, Lidl Gek Kfar. Those are famous din. Rashi learns that who are the Asar Badlanim? People who don't work, who are in shul the whole day, Shachar Zerabis. Because the Gemara Brach is not above. The Gemara says that Kodesh Baruch comes to shul and doesn't find the minion, and he gets upset. Madu Abbasi Ve'enish, Karasi Ve'enayna. The Nitziv has a chiddush, he says in the Hamik Dovah. He writes this actually a number of times in Chumash, in his parish HaMikdavar, that he gives the example, just give you one dugma of what he's talking about by Yosef, the Rashi and then by Yeshem. You probably remember the Rashi, that Ashri Ageva Asher, Son Hashem Yiftacho, happy is the person who puts his bitachon in Hashem, with Lopono Rehovim. He doesn't turn to Baligaiva, Rehovim by Baligaiva, referring to the Egyptians. So it says, Ashri Ageva Asher, Son Hashem Yiftacho, Ze Yosef. That's Yosef, he put his bitachon in Hashem. With Lopono Rehovim, Zay Yosef. What's going on? It's like a stira in the pasuk. So there are two answers to this stira. You get the stira? Ashri Agev Shasav Hashem Yiftacho. Sounds like it was about Bitochon. Then it says, Lo Pano Vahavim Zay Yosef. He was Pano Vahavim. He asked the guy to remember me, namely Sarah Mashkim. And of course, Sarah Mashkim quickly forgot who he was. Lo Zocha Sarah Mashkim as Yosef Vayish Kocheyo. The last pasuk is Vayishem. The stira. How do you answer the stira? So the two mahalchim, one is the chazanish and the bitachon, and the other is the netziv. And this is also found, I saw this in Shai Lavi, Adish Nikotar as well. So the netziv answers the kasha in the following way. He says, if a person has a certain midah, and you develop that midah, and you nurture it, then you better keep to that midah. Otherwise, watch out. So he says, Yosef had reached the unbelievable madrega bitachon, the highest madrega imaginable. What he went through and everything else. And now, he asked the Sarah Mashkim, a shtikl ishtadlus, someone could ask, what's wrong with the shtikl ishtadlus? Let the guy remember me, he's languishing in prison for goodness sakes. For Yosef, that was a chisorin. That was a diminution of his madrega. Madrega, Hashem went ahead and punished him. He brings a lot of interesting other dugmaot than the tziv, in his parish al tziv, but you can find this in Shai Lavi. It's right over there. I like that sefer a lot. Very beautiful ideas. He has a very important yisod. And the Chazanish also has a whole mahalach in this matter. Anyway, let's go further. But who are the Asar Badlanim? These are people who sit in shul and are available to daven and the like. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like it. He comes here and there aren't 10 people. A young man in Shana Aleph asked me, Rosh Hashiva, I set up this Gemara once. I set up this Sikkot Torah. He said, so isn't it better off that I don't go to shul and don't go to daven? This way I won't be under the strictures of Hashem Yisbarach. And then Sid will not be unhappy with me. Anyway, Gemara says Vaita. So if I have a crack without Asar Badlan, Dibu Kifar. Micah Mashmon Tanina, we learned this. Ezel Yerbidol, Kil Shesh Basar Badlan, Pachas Mikana Rezik Far. So we only learned this. The Gemara answered the Kasha, no. The Gemara said that even though he's not a Mekomi, and better than a Yerbidol, Krach Yitzlichel, Ezechidish Bakrach. I've got the Mikle and the Alma, even though they come there, many, many people from all different places. And many of them don't do work, except they only work where they live. Otherwise, they're on vacation. They go to Florida, they go to hotels, they go to Kibbutz Avi, they're all over the place. And yet, the halacha is you need 10 kibbutzim. You need 10 people kibbutzim to the Beis HaKnesset in order to make sure that you have a meeting for Shachar Zemayim. What about a krach that was destroyed, and once again it was rebuilt? It's called a krach. My chari, what does it mean? The walls came down, Yashav Inlo, Yashav Lo. And we said, well, it depends on people us living there. Namely, it was once again Hukav. Once again, where the wall was rebuilt. Here's the Korean Ksiv. It says, Ashalo. How's it spelled? Lamid Vav Aleph. Or it can be read either Lo with an Aleph or Lo with a Vav. Al Bishaylo, Ashav Elo Kodim Achay. Even though it doesn't have one now, but it had one before then. That's what it means. Asar Badlam, no longer there. Just finish a bit more. Amir Shum and Levi, now the Gemara lists a whole series of places of Ari Binyamin, Lud Vaono, Vigeach Haroshim. Chazal had a Kabbalah apparently. Mukav is Chayim Mesir Shabbino. There's a big tumble about which cities are Mukav, not Mukav. All these we have a Kabbalah, they are Mukav. Adi Yeshua Benagi, Valfal Benai. What do you mean? How do you say Yeshua built it? It was built by this fellow, Elfal. He's the one actually who built this particular. He was actually many, many years after Yeshua. I can say Yeshua built it. He built it. Tichsib Bnei Elfal. It mentions all the names here. And apparently he's the one who built this. The Gemara says, "Who bun is owner of a sluta benosel?" What are you talking about? Also benani tichsiva, even also so we have two shal yuda. Amar abalasa hani mukav zchem yeshua ben nun have it. They were actually mukav chomer chori ben pelagish begiva. They became desolate. They were destroyed. The desert pelagish begiva. Also elfal beno. He built it again. Hadar and fal also also spetsvino. He went apparently and simply provided with the, he strengthened the item. Shafinu means shiputin. He improved it. Take a nod and say, "Yom Lehuda Nidus Aruva Eila." Okay, stop.